The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. Todd, you can stand under the umbrella anytime, buddy.
Yeah,
us Chamber of Commerce folks got to stick together. My guest this morning is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Meg?
Pretty good for Monday.
Right.
I mean, we can't really say it's a Chamber of Commerce kind of day, but you know.
But we do need the rain, so.
For sure. Actually like the rain.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice for a little bit of a break.
Right.
Cools
right.
things off.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go into the 60s maybe this weekend.
Yeah, in the evening. So.
Yeah. It was funny. I saw somebody post on Facebook that they said, only in Florida do we get excited about it being cool in 70.
Right, right. Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah. No, it's, actually start feeling like fall, and Halloween's not far away.
No, there's so many. The festivals are all
getting cranked up now.
Yeah,
you got Foo Foo Fest that's starting soon. So.
Yeah.
Lots of things happening.
Well, you just had the big breakfast on Friday. I heard that was a hit.
Yeah, yeah. So
as
we
usual.
Had Good Morning Pensacola. It was sponsored by Navy Federal Credit Union, and they had a great program talking about what they're seeing in the mortgage space. And some
that's probably a great program. That should have been interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of great information and what's happening with rates and some of the products they have that people can take advantage of. So always appreciate their support. And we got to announce our Small Business of the Month.
Which, oh, who was that?
Bill Sheffield Realty.
Oh, I know. Okay, great. Congratulations, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a longtime chamber supporter and just a great guy and does a great job in the community. So we're excited to be able to celebrate his business.
And,
yeah, it was a great morning, and we're off and running in October. Hard to believe.
Everyone keeps saying that.
Yeah.
This is the first Monday of October. So
right.
Officially.
So, yeah, and we had our annual meeting. So our fiscal year actually starts October 1st.
That's what I thought. Someone asked me, why do they do the annual meeting now? And I said, I believe it's through your calendar, correct?
Two reasons. One, we were founded on September 20th. 1889. So we always
back up.
Right.
What was that year again?
1889.
So how many years does that make?
So that's 136 total years.
Wow, that's incredible.
We are the oldest sustaining chamber of commerce in the state of Florida.
Probably one of the oldest in the country. Yes.
I haven't looked at that.
You should.
See. I don't know if there's some that go back to like the colonies or you know.
Well, you're not too far.
Right.
1700s, I suppose. But,
right.
but still, that's amazing.
But that was our annual meeting was a great event. We have our new board in place, new board leadership. Ildi Hosman is our board chair.
She's terrific.
For the next 2 years, very excited about her leadership and appreciate. We had David Dellman for the past 2 years who's done a fantastic job and really set us up for success to keep going. So, but we got to, you know, celebrate. And Dave Hoxing was our board member of the year.
Yes, the owner of our station was the board member of the year. So hats off to you, Dave, if you're listening this morning.
That's right.
We're very proud of him and Mary for all that they do in the community.
Yes, very supportive. And I mean, the reason we have this show. So, you know, it's a great partnership that we have with you guys. And Dave has really led that. And he's done so much in the community and for the chamber. And so we appreciate all that he's done.
And what I can say about Dave from my own experience, too, is that he's somebody that, yes, you see him out in all the public things, but he's one of those people that shows up behind the scenes and does the hard work. So, for example, when I was working with the Pensacola Chamber on the fireworks shows and we were coordinating those,
right.
you know, each year we try to do the simulcast. Well, guess who I was on the phone with?
Right.
As we were working on that together, it was Dave out there on the pier trying to make sure when we changed up and making sure the fireworks went off on time and all that. He's somebody that does not just out front, but also does the work behind the scenes.
Right. Yeah. He's been instrumental in making the fireworks something that we do every year now with Pensacola Young Professionals. And yeah, I mean, he's on top of it. Mm-hmm. He's doing the behind the scenes stuff, like you said. And
well, you've got SimSoc now coming up for leadership Friday. And I'm mentioning that because Dave helps with that too.
Right, right. Yeah. So our Leadership Pensacola class has one of the things that they have to do. It's part of the program. It's called SimSoc, which mm-hmm. is short for Simulated Society. So they have a full weekend. They are at the beach. Going through some interesting, you've done it. You know
I did it. Yes. You
know, can't give away any secrets, but they do.
It's really fascinating the way that it works.
I don't want to give anything away. But
right, right.
It's a full day and it's pretty intense.
I will say that Dave was one of the people that was. I don't want to give it away though. But he was part of a room I was in, let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's really, but it's such an interesting dynamic because it is, that exercise has been around a long, long time.
Right.
And you've probably seen a lot of different classes go through it. It's different every year, right?
Yeah, depending on the personalities. You have different personalities.
But it's sort of a leadership exercise. Right. I think your leaders tend to come up to the surface from it.
Right, and when you're doing it with, 45 to 50 people.
Who are leaders.
Yeah, so.
It's
about how people react in these types of situations.
It can be stressful. There's sort of a, what's that word, created stress. It's not real, but it's sort of a created stressful situation.
Yeah.
So they're doing that this week. Good for them.
Yeah, yeah. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah, and a few other things coming up this month. So we have our business after hours.
Oh, when is that?
That's going to be the 23rd.
Okay.
Out at Penn Air on 9 Mile Road.
Oh,
so
nice.
Near the Target,
mm-hmm.
On that end towards UWF. They have a beautiful building with a kind of an outdoor area that's open air that, they'll have set up. And it's a beautiful space. And, the weather stays like this. It'll be just a wonderful weather.
What night of the week is that?
It's a Thursday.
A Thursday night. Okay, 5:30?
5 to 7.
5 to 7. Okay.
Yeah.
And can anybody come, even if you're not a member, if you wanted to check it out? Or?
Yeah. I mean, we let you come once and then, then we ask you to join. And that's part of your member benefits.
Yeah. If I wanted to join the chamber, how would I go about doing that?
Yeah. So PensacolaChamber.com is the website, or you can call us at 479-4999 and talk to Willa Licata. Mm-hmm. She will get you all the information you need. She's doing a great job, continues to bring in members. And
there's all different levels of membership.
Right,
that kind of
so,
thing, so.
Our entry level is our entrepreneurial level is at $450 for the year. It's a little over $1 a day and you get incredible benefits. So the ribbon cutting that we do is mm-hmm. fantastic. We stream it live on Facebook and have all of our ambassadors there and give you an opportunity to talk about your business and everything you do. So, check us out. Obviously we're on all the social media pages, Facebook, Instagram. Mm-hmm.
They send out a newsletter
LinkedIn.
Every week.
Yeah. So we have today we'll have our From the President's Desk, which mm-hmm. is a video newsletter from me. And then Friday, Member News, which...
I always like that one.
Right. So that's, and you can only post on this if you're a chamber member, but you can, send us your announcements if you're having a sale, if you're having a new location or want to make an announcement about a new employee or anything like that. You can mm-hmm. send that and we'll include that in our member news. And then another benefit you get is being able to post on our calendar on our website. Our community calendar, which gets a lot. It's the most visited site or page on the website. So it's, just another way to get those benefits. And, if you have an event, mm-hmm. You can put it on that calendar and people, you know, like I said, it's the most visited page, so people are definitely looking at those.
Cool. Well, also, now is if you're going to join, I would say now is a really good time to join because there's a whole bunch of, this is the sponsorship signing
right.
time now for all the events for the coming year, is that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, yeah. So we just started our sponsorship campaign for 2026.
So how does that work?
Right. So every year we try to sell all of our sponsorships in the fall.
Uh-huh.
And then that helps us plan out 2026, you know, what events people want, what are our budgets, all those sorts
That's
of
smart.
Things. So you can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com/2026sponsorships
uh-huh.
to see everything that's available. And that, I mean, this includes everything from the PACE Awards, you know, our annual meeting. Those are our two signature events.
Uh-huh.
But of course, you know, if you want to sponsor a Good Morning Pensacola breakfast, that's an option. If you want to sponsor a business after hours and host that at your business, you can do that.
Those are done every month.
Right, right.
So
every
that's
month.
A good opportunity.
So, and you can just go to that website again. PensacolaChamber.com/2026sponsorships and you can you'll see all of the different events mm-hmm. that you can choose from and then click on those and you'll see what's still available
right
and then you can email us or again call us and let us know what you want but we have you know, we have a golf tournament.
I was just going to say you've got the golf tournament too
right right
you've got some fun things
that's,
in there
yeah that's in the spring
uh-huh.
We have our legislative luncheon, which is coming
yes.
up in December, December 16th,
mm-hmm.
where we will find out what our chamber priorities are for the 2026 session, but also learn, you know, kind of get a preview of what the big topics will be
mm-hmm.
For next session. We also have our State Of series. So we do quarterly State Of events.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Because you usually have a speaker for those.
Right. We either do a speaker or a panel
mm-hmm.
Of experts.
Right.
So those are luncheons, but we have State Of Healthcare, mm-hmm. which is coming back. We did it a few years ago, but we're bringing it
well,
back.
Now's the time. Yeah. So many question marks
a lot of,
right
A lot
now.
Of things happen in there. So
yes.
that'll be November 20th, but we still have you know, some tables and seats available for that.
Mm-hmm.
We have State of the Economy, which will be in the first quarter next year.
Oh, that'll be good. Yes.
I always do that at the beginning of the year mm-hmm. to kind of get a, you know, all right, what are we seeing in the economy? What, you know, what do we expect for the coming year?
So we'll have we been? Where are we going?
Right.
How are we doing?
So we'll have a panel of experts for that.
Mm-hmm.
State of the Military, looking to do that in May 2026.
That's military.
Military Appreciation Month.
Right.
So doing that then. And then obviously around August, we do State of Education because
mm-hmm.
that's the back to school time. And
mm-hmm.
We just had that a few weeks ago where we heard from leadership from Escambia County, Santa Rosa County.
Superintendents and.
Yeah, the
folks.
Superintendents. Manny Diaz, the interim UWF president, Dr. Ed Meadows, the Pensacola State College. And then from Columbia Southern, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, online, but it's, and that's the
route
a lot of people are going now. So to
right.
learn about what they're doing as well. So it was a really good event. And those are great opportunities as
mm-hmm.
well, especially if you have, you know, maybe a limited budget, you're like, I'm really into education. I want to support this event because I want to get my name out and it's associated with education. So,
the
economy, if you're, you know, someone who's, you know,
right.
that's your focus, you know,
financial institution or world, something like that.
Then that's a great opportunity.
Well, also remember, too, is when you sponsor something like that, all the advertising that goes into that, typically that's part of the package. Your
name
will be
mentioned
with
that's
it. So
right. So everything we do on social media.
Mentions, they say, the
right.
mentions that'll go out and all the social media and things like that. So it's well worth the way worth it.
Right.
As far as exposure.
Right. So, yeah, the social media before, during, and after
mm-hmm.
the event.
Yeah.
You know,
tons. So this is the season to get your name in the hat. And I suspect things go pretty quickly.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, we're talking with Todd Thompson. He's the president, CEO of Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. If you've got a question for Todd, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. He's our expert on Pensacola Chamber. And I would say probably on the Pensacola community as well. You've been in this position how many years now?
Oh, about six and a half.
Six, yeah, I was going to say six or seven.
Yeah.
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 So you've learned a lot, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
The ins and outs and all the politics and the good news, bad news, and what's going ahead, what's been behind. It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot, but it's good. I mean, things are going well in our community. We're continuing to move forward and grow, and that's what we're here to support.
Yeah, and you have how many, 1,300 members, is that correct?
A little bit less than that, but over 1,000.
That's a lot of businesses. So what a great way to network. People can network. You can pick and choose the different events you want to do.
Right.
If you're an afternoon person, you go to the after hours. If you're a morning person, you can go to the breakfast. There's a little something for everybody. Lunch and learn. I mean, there's so many different things, so many ways you can get involved. Obviously, I'm a very pro Chamber of Commerce.
Right. And a few other things I want to add about the sponsorship campaign. You do have to be a member of the Chamber to sponsor something.
Okay.
So you can join if, you know, and then go ahead and sponsor events. And a few other things we have. This is a new event that we're doing, but it's an offshoot of something we've done for the past few years. We've been doing the Women in Business Coffees.
Yes.
The last Friday of every month. So this month it'll be on Halloween.
Oh, that'll
be interesting. on Friday,
so I guess
the
dresses
31st.
Costumes are optional.
Right. But yeah, those sell out. And so we've decided to expand, and we're going to do two Women in Business luncheons this year as well.
Nice.
So those, we've got one of those sponsorships already been. Title sponsor has already been taken, but we still have another title sponsor, and then all the other sponsorships are available. So those are a couple more events that, you know, we try to do something new every year, you know, and based on feedback we get from our members and, and attendees, you know, we try to adjust. And, you know, the theme of this year is advocacy in action because we did do a member survey back during the summer, and that was something that we heard pretty loudly from our members that they want you to be a voice. They're looking for advocacy, be the voice of the business community, and something our board is really wants us to see as well. So that'll be part of all of these events as well, as you know, and not just talking about an issue, the economy or whatever, you know, how do we advocate to make it better for our local business community?
Well, attending those events, then you get the opportunity to ask questions, and then your voice for your business can be heard specifically, especially when you've got a panel of leaders that are in positions you may not have access to them otherwise.
Right.
Or they're very busy or that kind of thing. So there's always a great opportunity to mix and mingle with people like that.
Exactly.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about the Chamber of Commerce, because if you go to some of these events, a lot of times you'll meet people that your business might not take you in their direction. So you might be in a financial business and somebody else is in the sports business. So your paths may not cross that much.
Right.
But here we go. Now you find out opportunities to work with each other and connect. And to me, it's so much about connections. And I'm still old-fashioned that way.
Yeah.
I still think a lot goes.
And that's what we're finding, is that people want that.
I like a handshake.
Yeah. You know, they want to be in the same room together. They want to be connecting with people. So that's what we're trying to provide. And then one other big event that we have coming up this month is always one of my favorites, is our first responders lunch event. It's kind of... we have food trucks that'll be coming to the chamber and setting up in our parking lot. But you know, any first responder gets lunch for free.
Oh, no kidding. When is that?
So that's Friday the 24th.
Okay.
So, like 2.5 weeks. So, we'll be set up at our parking lot, you know, 418 West Garden Street across from Everman's. And yeah, it'll be you know, fun day. Lots of food trucks. We'll have other activities.
Do you need sponsors for that still, or
I think we got all our sponsors taken care of.
Okay.
But if you know you just want to come and support, you know, please do that. You know, like I said, it'll be free for first responders. Anybody else will have to buy their own lunch, but you know, it's a great opportunity to come out and just say thanks to our first responders who do so much for us. And you know, it's just a small way we can say thank you.
I love that. Do you need volunteers to serve the firefighters?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the food truck, so they're just going to come, you know, kind of
wink,
do their thing. So, you know, but if y'all want to, I don't know if y'all want to do a remote for from...
Oh, there you go. There's an idea.
You know, set up. We
That'll
might be
work.
To...
Well, we have to say hats off to our first responders because they're amazing what they do.
Yes.
Really amazing. So that's really neat that you're showing your appreciation. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's like fourth or fifth year we've done it.
Yeah. Well, you do a lot of things like that throughout the year, too, which is nice.
Yeah.
So, but if you have ideas, too, you could always bring that to them. I know recently I saw an interesting AI seminar.
Yeah.
And that's become the new thing, too.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, so that's a chance, too. I'm sure you'll be doing some things on that coming up in the future, too, because it's the future is now.
Yeah,
it's here.
So, yeah, working with Lloyd Richard, who's...
Oh, I know Lloyd, yes. Wonderful.
He chairs our Innovation and Entrepreneur Committee, and, I mean, that's something he's really knows a lot about, is passionate about, and how to... businesses take advantage of those tools that are out there, because it can be intimidating if you're not used to it. And, you know, with any new development like this, there's the good and the bad. So how do you, you know, utilize the good and take advantage of that? So so more to come on what that committee will be doing.
Excellent.
And, you know, trying to get the entrepreneurs in our community connected and get them the resources that they need.
Excellent. Yeah. So we just have a few minutes left. So what are some of the, I want to recap maybe for somebody that's just joining us, talking with Todd Thompson. He's the present CEO with the Greater Pensacola Chamber. This is the season now. We are into the festival season, but business season too. It's a heightened time at the end of the quarter here and the end of the year. And this is when the chamber steps up and does a lot of things to support your business. So now's the time to get involved.
Yeah. So we have real opportunity with our sponsorship campaign, Advocacy in Action. This will be open for about 6 weeks. So it'll go into November. But, you know, we encourage people to go ahead and check things out and go ahead and reserve, you know, what you want for next year. And, don't want to miss out on anything.
Right. Is there someone there that maybe if I'm thinking, well, I want a sponsor, but I'm not quite sure what would be the right fit. Is there someone there you would recommend to talk to about that?
Yeah, I would say talk to Megan Boggs.
Okay.
So she's got any information you might need, can answer any questions you have.
Because then we can make sure you get the right fit.
Yeah. We want to make sure, you know, we understand that people have a limited budget for these types of things, but I want to make sure you get the bang for your buck.
Okay. Well, it's kind of exciting because the leadership class is going to be doing their SimSoc weekend this weekend. But when is the next round? Is that coming up soon when people start applying again for the following year?
It'll be after the new year.
After the new year, okay.
Yeah. So we'll be publicizing that more. We'll probably have some of the LEAP folks come in for our show to talk about that. They're off and running. But, yeah, we'll be looking towards next year soon enough.
Okay, so I guess the next event is the Business After Hours, is that right?
Yes, so Business After Hours at Penn Air Credit Union on 9 Mile Road on the 23rd, 5 to 7. And then the next day we'll have the first responders food truck lunch at
our
office.
Friday.
That's
okay.
Friday, 11 to 1. And then on the 31st, we have our Women in Business Coffee at the Chamber. 8:30 a.m. Great networking, great program. So come check it out.
I think that sounds great. So in the meantime, so what are you looking forward to this fall?
Oh, well.
I'll put him on the spot.
Yeah. You know, Foo Foo Fest is always great.
Yes, that's coming up.
Yeah. We just had the Seafood Festival. It's every weekend something's happening.
Well, Foo Foo Fest, I guess I've got it right in front of me here, starts October 30th through November 10th.
Okay.
So there's going to be tons of things. You can go to their website and find out about that.
Right.
We've got, Gulf Coast Arts
Festival. The Arts Festival, I was going to say that. Yeah.
In November.
Yeah.
We've got.
So you mentioned Taste of the Beach.
Taste of the Beach is this week. They've got the cruise Thursday night, the Charlie dinner Friday, and Saturday is the actual festival. It's all festivals free and open to the public on Saturday. There's a Cinemas in the Sand on the beach Friday night to see Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay. That's fitting.
So that's appropriate.
Right.
But you can go to your calendar on your page to find out a lot about the events.
Yes. So again, we have a chamber, two separate calendars, one with chamber events, the other one with community events. Like I said, you must be a chamber member to post on the community event calendar, but you can find out all sorts of things that are going on in our community.
Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure, as always, Todd, talking about the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And what's that website again, in case anybody wants to join or find out a bit more about your sponsorships?
PensacolaChamber.com.
That's an easy one to remember. Thanks so much, Todd. You're the best, and you're doing such a great job in leading the community with our Pensacola Chamber. Congratulations to Dave Hoxing, who is our board member of the year for the Chamber, and we're proud of him as well, and everybody that serves the Chamber. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a few minutes.